Well, personally, there's a few things I've got to do. One is I pay respects and recognise I'm on the traditional lands, the stolen lands of the traditional owners. I also am honoured that I was able to come up from Sydney today and be allowed to speak, because that then allows me to pass on the respects of not only my association, the Indigenous Social Justice Association, but also from the communities of Redfern, Waterloo, and I'm sure all the other New South Wales mobs, to the people of Palm Island in their tragic times. My Aboriginality is through my mother, from whom I was taken at the age of 2, and I was put out to a white family at the age of 3. I've never caught up with my family, but that doesn't make me any less black than anybody else. Thank you. Coming up here last night, I had the opportunity to go through the media reports relative to the death in custody and the so-called riot. And it was like I was reading all about the Hickey case again. The same steps were there. First, there was a death in custody that the police tried to cover up. Then it was the community that was blamed for the riot. And all sympathy went to our heroic police. None went to the family of the man who died, who was murdered by the police. One does not have 4 broken ribs, a punctured lung, a punctured liver, and a torn portal vein. That can only be brought about by massive force. You jump from that building behind 3 or 4 stories, you just may suffer those injuries. My understanding is that the man fell onto some low steps, 1 or 2 steps. He might have had 5 or 6 coppers on top of him, but the situation is, arising from that, he died. That is bullshit. There are witnesses who state that the police bashed this man. They belted him, as is their wont. The more the police of this country are allowed to get away with killing our people from wherever they come from, the more they are going to do it. When the coppers got exonerated by the coroner in Sydney and called heroes, and Gail Hickey, the mother of the young man who died, was told she was at fault for the riot, she then absolutely broke down. The community at Palm Island is also going through that same process. We need justice. We have been fighting for justice for all the 213 years of invasion. We still have a long, long way to go. The only way we're going to do it is not by talking to the police, not by talking to governments, but taking the necessary action we know we must take to survive. I'll finish on this. We are currently, Australia-wide, doing a petition to have the Hickey case reopened. I have brought those petitions with me. Please come and get 1 or 2. Go out to your communities, your church groups, whoever, your workplaces, wherever, get those signatures on the paper. We need thousands of signatures to force the corrupt New South Wales government to reopen the Hickey inquiry. To the Dumadgee family, we give our respects. Thank you.